Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's topic, the Christian and the mind. The mind is very important to God and to the Christian faith. God is the creator of the mind. In fact, the capacity for intelligent reasoning is one of the marks that makes humans superior to animals. Humans have unique cognitive abilities. One of these outstanding abilities is that of full-blown language capacity expressed in human speech and writing. Humans write and read and think. They reflect on the past and visualize the future. Humans are unique and superior to the animal world. Our mind is vitally important to our faith in God, in Christ, and in the sacred writings. In fact, we are summoned by Jesus to love God with our minds. Sad to say that there are those who seek to divorce the mind from the practice of the faith. We must not fall into this trap of the devil. In the New Testament, the remaking and renewal of the mind is presented as a major undertaking of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. It lies at the very heart of sanctification and thus of growth in the Christian spiritual life. Often the apostles prayed for an increasing understanding in believers' lives. For instance, Paul prayed for the Philippians was like this in Philippians 1, that your faith will keep on growing more and more with full knowledge and insight, so that you may be able to choose what is best and be pure and blameless until the day when the Messiah returns, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus the Messiah, so that God will be glorified and praised. Paul voices a similar prayer for the Colossians in his chapter 1. We continually ask God to fill you with a knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. There is much emphasis in the Scripture on knowledge and understanding. In fact, salvation is presented as the knowledge of the Lord. Jesus asserts this truth in His prayer for the disciples in John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom You have sent." Knowledge of God is the eternal life which Jesus gives to His people. This knowledge is one that embraces personal relationship and intellectual understanding. It is a growing and ever-expanding reality. The mind is crucial to understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Paul urges us not to set our mind on the earthly, but to set our minds on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. There is a deadly heresy floating around in certain religious circles. Its basic tenet is that the mind is not very important, and that thinking is hazardous to your spiritual health. This is an outright lie. The actual fact of this theory was spawned in hell by the devil himself. Our spiritual adversary knows that a person is largely what he or she thinks. Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he in behavior," Amplified Version. And he knows that our behavior stems largely from how we think and how we feel. His game is to have us think little and elevate the momentary feelings. This anti-intellectual stance about the Christian truths is a serious evil that weakens the Christian life. Although those who hold to this view think that the thinker is a stinker, masqueraded as true piety, it is nothing less than a surrender to a form of worldliness. Jesus said the greatest commandment is that we love the Lord God with all of our being, body, mind, and soul. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The mind is really at the hub, and it affects how we act and how we feel. It is through the renewal of our minds, through the Holy Spirit working by means of the Word of God, that our character and our behavior become transformed. Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but continuously be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may be able to determine what God's will is, what is proper, pleasing, and perfect." To obey the first of all commandments, we must love God with our whole mind. To love Him means that we engage and we grow our minds in our relationship with Him and with ourselves and with His people. In order to do this, we must think about our faith, which requires the listening, reading, and study of His written revelation. We must ponder the truths revealed and meditate upon what God has revealed Himself to be. In addition, we must apply the truth principles of God's Word to our own lives. We pray, prompted and informed by His Word, about our problems and our challenges, and we let God reveal His will to us. We love God when we love His truth and listen obediently to it. In order to do this, we must know the truth through the study of His Word. Study does not mean verse picking, but reading in context, comparing Scripture with Scripture, observing its progression from beginning to Christ, who is at the apex and center. The goal of this transformation of the mind is so that we can think Christ's thoughts after Him. Cornelius Van Til, in A Christian Theory of Knowledge, explains this phrase: He, that is a human person, must, to be sure, think God's thoughts after Him. But this means that he must, in seeking to form his own system, constantly be subject to the authority of God's system to the extent that this is revealed to him. Now, we find that in His Word. So we read and listen. We think and pray and apply this knowledge to our thinking and believing and acting. This is a very important, perhaps the most important process of Christian sanctification or growth in the Christian life. Some prayer hymns capture these thoughts. Perhaps you can join me in praying them. William Folkes, in his response hymn to the Great Commandment, prays in verse 1, "Take thou our minds, dear Lord, we humbly pray. Give us the mind of Christ each passing day. Teach us to know the truth that sets us free. Grant us in all our thoughts to honor thee." Another hymn of aspiration is by K.B. Wilkinson. "May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day, by His love and power controlling all I do and say." And lastly, listen to this hymn of praise and affirmation by Hugh McElrath. "We praise You with our minds, O Lord, kept sharp to think Your thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, with grace outpoured to teach what Christ has taught. In all our learning, may we seek that wisdom from above, which comes to all, the brave, the meek, who ask in faith and love." Hear our prayer, O Lord. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. Until next time, grow in the knowledge of God, read His Word, and be obedient to its truths.